Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Catalina Valentino. Catalina Valentino is an ambitious young entrepreneur striving to lead change for good in leadership, education, and politics. Beginning with her marketing agency, Pivot is a personal branding agency which specializes in building the personal brands of CEOs, celebrities, and politicians to gain authority and influence within their industry. Through this, Kat has been able to build her own personal brand and gain authority as a high person of influence within her sector. With over 90,000 followers and a 6 million monthly impressions, this has attracted two investors eager to invest in Kat and her businesses. Well, good afternoon, Kat. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is exciting. I do these podcasts. I do virtually, obviously, when I travel the world, because I've spent some time in about 40 countries and about 600 guests. So I appreciate the fact that you are hailing out of the great country of the UK, and we appreciate you making the time today. So, Kat, we're going to just jump right into these questions. You've got quite the career in marketing and sales, entrepreneur. People see all the time out there. I see on LinkedIn. Now you're the founder and CEO of Pivot. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Oh, that's a very good question. Okay. Secret, I don't think there really is a secret to career growth. I think it's just a mindset that evolves and that you've got to keep working at. Obviously, there's an element of skill to it and, you know, finding the passion that you really enjoy and that you're actually good at. That's really helpful. So for my first business, Pivot, you know, that was the perfect balance of finding something that I enjoy, but that I'm good at and that can make me money to then also platform and springboard into the next phases of business. So from that, we have started working on other businesses. I usually categorize them all under Valentino Holdings, which is fairly new in terms of pushing that out in the public domain, but it's actually been sitting around for the past year or so. So I can dive more into those in the future, but to summarize, tech, marketing, politics, leadership, education, those are the main groups of businesses under Valentino Holdings.
Thank you for sharing. In my, I guess, tenured career, I look at your career and you've just come right out of the gate in a sprint. And it's amazing to see what you've done with your career in just a few short couple of years. So thank you. And Kat, tell us about your recent recognition as winner of Midland's Young Entrepreneur of the Year and what that represents in this stage of your career.
Well, that award definitely helped me to gain more authority and that trust element being such a young individual. I was very excited during that evening because, to be honest with you, I wasn't sure if I was going to win it. But after speaking to the judges, they were very, very adamant on the fact that I really should have won it, which I did. So that kind of gave me a bit more confidence in myself, as we all need sometimes. And beyond confidence, of course, confidence in myself, but actually confidence from other people as well. And that really helped me to build my platform, particularly on LinkedIn, which we're now sitting at about 60,000 followers.
That's amazing. And I love LinkedIn as a platform. I quickly moved up the ranks as far as followers in the early days of LinkedIn, but they changed the algorithm and you've got to be on top of that to really keep that energy going around your profile. So I totally get it. So Kat, are you leveraging, and I ask this because we're a technology publication, we focus on emerging tech, but are you leveraging any new or emerging technology in your business? And if not, maybe you found this cool tool or app that you might share with us today.
Yes, we are going to be leveraging a few things in the technology space. So we'd like to develop a couple of apps for Pivot and a couple of other of the businesses. So my education platform that we are starting work on maybe late this year, in the next couple of months or early next year. There are a couple of things we'd like to work on in that realm of things. Obviously, I can't disclose too much information at this stage until we've started launch, but it will be something fairly innovative in education and marketing.
Thank you for sharing and love the fact that so many people get on the show and they talk about some of the things that they're doing. And it seems like there's just a proliferation of application and innovation. And I just love it because this is really what our podcast and our publication is focused on. So thank you for sharing that. And Kat, last question for you. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in marketing or entrepreneurship?
Great question. So I think the one thing that I would take away from anything that anybody says is action. So I could sit here and tell you things that have worked for me, and those might be different to what other people in my space have endured. And everybody has different individual journeys. So the biggest thing that's helped me is mindset and making sure that I stay on top of that, discipline, all of those things. And that's really helped me to get to where I am, is simply having the right mindset to keep going and being resilient. But on top of all of that, you've got to kind of find your way of working. And, you know, if I tell you wake up at 5 a.m., that might not work for you, you know. So as long as you take action in some case from anything from this chat, I think that's the biggest point, action.
Thank you so much. And you're right, there's a lot of great ideas, but with the lack of action, it's nothing. So thank you for sharing. And you're such an inspiration for a lot of young people that are coming out of high school, college. So please keep on doing what you're doing. And Kat, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you very much.
Bye for now.